The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Bill Myers Show.
John Richardson joins me in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about the incoming FCC chief, who is openly discussing banning big pharma ads. Yeah, TV, radio, elsewhere. Interesting. Have a little conversation about that, and, you know, of course, people always complain. Bill, I always turn the radio off when I hear, you know, sky scuzzy or whatever it is. And think, okay, fine, whatever. You know? Okay. We'll see. We'll see about that. Boy, talking about a shot across the bow of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You know, back on the talk with Dr. John Law Jr. about the cost of illegal aliens and crime, this is a conservative estimate. A paper which was just released this Monday, $166.5 billion conservative estimate of criminal costs from the criminal illegal aliens lovingly released into the population by the Biden administration and elsewhere. Okay. Now then, the estimate for assault about $5 billion in costs, drugs about $1 billion, fraud $56 billion. No, I'm sorry, it's 56 million, pardon me. Got to get the decimal point in the right place, or the comma in there, right? Murder is the biggest one, $153 billion in costs with illegal alien murder. See, $4 billion for sexual assault. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, murder's the biggest one so far. Sex assault, robbery, about $500 million in robbery. Larceny. About $171 million. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on there for sure. It's 8 o'clock. Let me go to the phones here on Wheels Up Wednesday. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Minor Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
I wanted to say is I don't like canned cranberries, and I've never had homemade cranberry sauce. So I don't know what it would be like, but, you know.
Okay, Minor Dave, just take it from me, all right? Buying a couple of bags of cranberries and then getting some orange peel, some spicing and things like that. Real cranberry sauce, not out of that can, is Thanksgiving food of the gods. Okay?
Well, you know, your wife should do a cooking show on YouTube.
My wife, you said?
I said, yeah. Linda should do a cooking show on YouTube, and that would fulfill her hobby.
Yeah, well, it could be. She's, like I said, she's never happier than when she's cooking for a bunch of people. But you ought to try it sometime. You'd enjoy it. Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning.
This is David.
Hi, David. What's on your mind?
So when you were talking to your guest a little while ago, mm-hmm. was talking about the high cost of criminals in our country versus
deporting them.
Yeah. I was wondering about what the high cost of the anchor babies are in our country. I know Trump had talked about stopping that policy when he was on the campaign trail. I hope he goes through with that.
And it would probably end up leading to a court challenge. But finally, let's get down to this whole idea, because 14th Amendment says, you know, is talking about under the jurisdiction of. I think that's the phrase they're talking about. And someone who just walks across the border and then gives birth to a child is technically, you know, that person has never been considered under the jurisdiction of the United States as a citizen, you know, would be. But yet,
sure.
This is the lie we've all been kind of forced to believe, because I think that globalism demands open borders and disorder here, I guess, for lack of a better term.
A lot of these girls coming into the country have been raped, you know, coming in from other countries to get to America along the way. And they're probably going to have kids in our country. We're going to be supporting the mother and the child, or however many kids they have, forever. That's a huge cost.
The more than $1 billion a year in illegal alien cost in the state of Oregon's budget, a lot of that is put upon public education, the cost of the public schools being strained sure. by them. So, yeah, it's a real cost. The criminality accepted is a real cost. Indeed, it is. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And we'll go to line three before news. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Bill, okay. Would that be me?
That would be you. Hey, Matt.
Hey. Yeah, so I'm glad you're talking about immigration, specifically illegal immigration. Because last night I see a story from Stan Merrick. He owns Stan Merrick Construction. there in Texas, and he's complaining to NPR that he can't run his business without illegal aliens working for him. And he says, I have a letter here that he penned, and it says, filling jobs that many of our kids would never do. I can't tell you, I know it's not pebbling your shoe today, I can't tell you how incredibly aggravating it is. I know the kinds of jobs that this guy hires for pay really good wages if he's paying Americans. And it's super aggravating to have people say, because whenever the list of jobs comes out that the Americans won't do, I did a lot of those jobs. So I don't know exactly what's happened when we transitioned away from physical labor, saying that our kids won't do those jobs. But maybe if those were the jobs that were there and they paid a living wage, that you would see more kids getting into that. And I think we will see that. And on a completely different topic, I did see a story last week that the federal government is talking about backing away from pulling any dams on the Snake River.
Yes. I know that Cliff Bentz has been fighting hard on that because by the time he got into Congress, it was too late to do anything about what was happening in Southern Oregon and Northern California.
I don't know how many acres of federal land there is in Jackson and Josephine County, but I did send a text both to Herman and to John West, and I said, this may be the chance you ever, like the last chance you ever get to go in there and say, hey, you guys own this many acres. We want to get in there and start cleaning it up and logging it. I think we actually have a chance to get something done here with the people that Trump is appointing in these cabinet positions. And I would like to see us push really hard.
We have 2 years to do big things. You know that, right? We have 2 years until the first midterms. 2 years in order to do big things. That's what it'll take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping this is one of the big things we can do. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing to unlock this and we have the person in the White House right now in the cabinet that could get this done?
Yeah. Your challenge, I think, here is Wyden and Merkley. They are definitely part of the resistance. And senators have been the ones that have been holding most of the sway against any reform of federal forest policy. But I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, hey, we've got a chance here, and we have 53 senators. It might be enough to persuade.
Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate the call there, Matt. And sorry, your phone's cutting in a little bit out on me this morning, all right? But I'm glad you got it in. We got the gist of it. And one more before news. Hi, good morning. Hello?
Bill.
Yes.
Hey, Bill. Years ago, and I'm sure the numbers are much worse, this is Todd instead of Point.
Yeah, Todd.
You had a guy from FAIR on, and he said that at the time we had about an estimated 4% illegal immigration in our state of Oregon, yet 18% of the convicted rapists in our state prisons were illegal aliens. That's a 4.5 times their representation in the general population. That's pretty significant.
So, and that's it. And that's why we've been mentioning here is that when you look at the crime stats, illegal aliens in the state of Oregon tend to punch above their weight in criminal activity.
And one other really quick thing, one good thing about COVID was that the remote learning with regards to the school board issue, it allowed people when they were being taught remotely, it allowed people to see what was actually being taught in the classroom. It lifted away that veil.
Hey, have you kept track of that Michael Williams story in Medford 549C?
Just on what you hear on your show.
Okay. What do you think about this? Because it sure seems that the Medford School Board are really trying to get rid of the one member who seems to be the most concerned about school safety. I do find this fascinating.
Well, I used to be a peace officer in a very remote area, and I wasn't responsible for school security at all. But if there was an emergency, everybody had to respond. And the locals, it was a remote area, so people were more conservative. There was no problem with people bringing a knife onto campus. And I mean,
Well, you know, the guy works at a hemp plant, right? I'm thinking to myself, all right. If somebody is walking onto the Medford School District with their tool belt and they're ready to start clipping with really sharp shears and various other things, do they call Medford police or the school resource officer? Is this what's going on here? I mean, what has happened to our community that a guy with a tool belt with some sharp tools on it ends up being construed or conflated with a threat? I don't get that. Something's wrong here.
So a maintenance worker has more rights than the school board member who is elected by the people.
You know, that's a really good way of putting it, Todd. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Well, well, remember, though, is that Michael Williams is showing a bit of testosterone. He was yelling. And, of course, you know, you're yelling, and if you have your Mr. Jazz Hands superintendent, Superintendent Jazz Hands there, and you're yelling, you know, yelling is bad. We're supposed to be calming and soothing and inclusive and collaborative as we bring communism into the school systems.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, that's it. That's what Michael is guilty of. Gotcha. All right. In other words, caring and paying attention. Don't do that, Michael. Stop caring and paying attention and drink more soy and you'll fit right in. Thanks for the call. All right. Jeez. This is KMED, KMED. HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. No soy here.
Stephen West.
The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Joining me right now is John Richardson. He's the founder of Operation World Without Cancer. And we're going to talk a little bit about big pharmaceutical advertising. There's been a lot of that going on. And John, welcome back. Good to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm excited. All that's going on since last we spoke, a lot's happened. But
we spoke a few weeks ago. And first of all, for those who may have forgotten or didn't hear the first time we talked with you a few weeks back, what is Operation World Without Cancer? Because the way I'm kind of telling people about this, it seems to be a sort of a clearinghouse of alternative cancer remedies. Would that be a fair assessment, or is there more to it than that? Why don't you break it down for me? Okay.
Oh, that's a fair assessment. We've known for 50 or 60 years what cancer is. It's a deficiency disease, but they've big pharma and big medicine has kept it hidden from us. And just saying those words I just said to you gets you deleted off of most platforms because everybody's funded, including potentially Amazon, YouTube, Google. They're all funded from big pharma. The amount of money that goes behind the vaccines and all the pharmaceutical drugs and everything funds that whole side. Our side, the natural, God-given, natural answers to the C word, as we call it, because we're afraid of getting deleted off of YouTube or TikTok or anything else. The natural remedies are all hidden because there's no money behind them and they're cheap, effective. But what we do at Operation World Without Cancer is gather the data that proves it. We're funding research programs to show what works, and we have 50 years of hidden information that we discovered in a vault. You and I talked about a vault of information of literally studies, books, doctors, and case histories. And so, as we're gathering all together, we're also recruiting doctors who may have been MDs, pharmaceutical MDs that are now switching over to know that they can also offer their patients natural answers, and they're doing it in a way that they're not getting in trouble, like calling it adjunctive therapies instead of treatments for the C word. They call it adjunctive therapies.
Because there's a lot of regulation that you can't even call something what it might be because you either jump through the big pharma created regulatory state or else you can't talk, right? Your speech is prohibited. Isn't that ultimately what happens here?
Yeah, if you're an MD in the United States, you pretty much you're limited to chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, calling those treatments for cancer, even though the success rates are documented less than 10% or even less than 5% in some cases. And there's lots of people that have been diagnosed and they're told you have 12 weeks to live. So they choose to do chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or they choose the natural therapies that have been proven to elongate their lives, to make them have a better end of life experience, even if they do pass. And they're not, those things are not covered by insurance. They're not covered. They're not announced on big, you know, big radio, big TV. For example, Elle McPherson just came out and said she wiped out her cancer using natural therapies, going against 32 of her doctor's recommendations.
Well, Elle McPherson, well, of course, her career is gone now, right? She's done. The moment you come out and say something like that. All right. Yes. Now, you know, if I recall correctly, last time I checked your site up, what is your website? Where can people go to find out and read more? I'm not endorsing, but, you know, hey, you know, if I'm going to talk with you, I want to make sure people can find you. Okay. Where is that?
Right. Yeah. RNCstore.com is the website where we sell the products and the books and the things like that that talk to people about what my history is. My history with my father was that he used B17.
Now, wasn't your father involved in the Leotril treatment regimen back in the day, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that was the stuff that was used for ground apricot pits, I think. Somehow there was a chemical within the pit, right?
Yes, exactly. That's the main source of it, but it's found in 1,200 different foods, but the apricot pit happens to have 20 milligrams of amygdalin in it, but it's found in 1,200 different foods. And as we've moved away from amygdalin, our cancer rates have skyrocketed. And there's all the documentation, including the Hunzas, who eat up to 200 apricot seeds a day and live to be 130, 140 years old.
Now, I thought that, I remember this was back in the 70s when I was a kid. I remember, this is in the 70s this happened with your dad, right? I remember the federal government coming down on you guys and just completely squashing it. Didn't that go away? Didn't they essentially debunk this and say it didn't work? I mean, what? What happened?
No. That's a longer story, but I'll answer by this.
Okay.
Sloan Kettering did a study, and they called it second opinion. They proved beyond a shadow of a doubt, documented history, that it stopped the metastases of tumors in laboratory rats. And they lied about it. We have a documentary on our website that proves that. They've also shadow banned and banned that documentary off of YouTube. So that's one example. Second example is the head of the Loyola University for 30 years. His name was Dr. Harold Manner, announced in 1978 that it stopped 89% of breast cancers, eliminated it. And then he took 15 women and wiped out their breast cancer using the same therapy that he used on the mice. And what was his reward? He was fired and denigrated because the funding for Loyola University came from Big Pharma. So the fact that we still remember it, us old timers, like I'm 60, I remember it as being debunked is not true. The debunking just came from the big pharmaceutical, big medicine, because the cancer industry is a $2 trillion industry over the last 10 years. A little apricot seed could wipe that out. Cannot stand. It cannot stand because the financial resources, except for now, we know the truth about what's gone on with this whole, C-19 thing. Most people are waking up to the fact that we weren't told all the truth. It's coming out every day. So people are more willing to hear, hey, has other natural answers to things been covered up?
Yeah. What else have we been lied? What else have we been lied to about? I think a lot of people are asking those kind of questions. John Richardson, once again, and his business, his world is Operation World Without Cancer, OperationWorldWithoutCancer.com. The other one is RNCStore.com. All right. Now, I wanted to take this over to the incoming FCC chair. Chances are he's going to be confirmed. He's already on the FCC committee, if I recall correctly. But Brendan Carr,
yes,
he was on the Charlie Kirk show, and he was talking about, and he said, I think we are way too medicated in this country. And Charlie Kirk had suggested that big pharma advertising be banned. So it'd be like going back to the way it was, 20, 30 years ago? What are you thinking about that? That's a big deal.
Well, there's a precedence for it. Nixon signed in 1970 a ban for all cigarette advertising on mass media.
That's right.
And we don't have cigarette advertising. And so there's a precedence for it. But there's also a worldwide precedence for it, because there's only two countries in the world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceutical drugs. Now, it makes no sense, really, why we would allow direct-to-consumer, because the only way you can get those drugs is go through your doctor, your MD.
Well, it is about generating desire, though, or generating want there, or need, right? That's what it's about.
No. It makes sense from their point of view.
Sure.
It makes sense from their point of view. It's working. They're spending billions of dollars on advertising, but most of the advertisements are just people running through the meadow, and then a list of like 10. If you listen to them, it's almost like you're watching a Saturday Night Live show. You know, they list, you know, running through the meadow, how great it is, and then they give you 10 things, including death and loss of taste and all these things and all these drugs. So what Charlie Kirk is suggesting, we are suggesting as an organization, and RFK Jr., more importantly, has said that's something he's going to put on his priority list, is to stop direct-to-consumer advertising from Big Pharma, so we don't hear brought to you by Pfizer every other TV show. It will also help us understand that we're not being lied to by the same media that's getting billions of dollars in ad revenue from these big pharmaceuticals.
So that is the sad. Also, I mean, that is the sad truth of it, John. And I'll be the first to admit it, that you know, if my morning show lived and died on big pharmaceutical advertising, which it doesn't, we deal mostly with local advertising and local businesses, mom and pops, and good people, you know, like that. I could see how you could have bosses that would say, no, we don't want you talking about that survey in the Epic Times that was showing that, you know, the COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna were as bad as the conspiracy theorists were talking about. You don't want don't ever mention Steve Kirsch, right? You know, all those kind of things.
Right.
Shut up about it, because it has to do with the business model. But here is where I think the huge fight will be on. The cable news world is supported almost exclusively, I swear, by pharmaceutical advertisements. I mean, you know, just watch any kind of I think Fox News would dry up and go away tonight without the pharmaceutical advertising. And same with CNN and all the rest of them. Am I exaggerating this? What do you think?
No, I don't think. I think you're being super honest to your audience. I think it's a situation that has to happen. People are fearful that, oh my gosh, if 70% of my advertising revenue goes away, you know, we won't be able to do this or that. There's lots of ways to advertise good, healthy products on mass media that can take the place of pharmaceuticals. Hmm. So that instead of people being in the sick care system, they can be in the well care system. There's lots of amazing things going on out there, but most of it's censored. You don't get to hear about it. You don't get to hear about how a nicotine can actually help people that's found in nightshade vegetables. Now, I just went way out there into the space, but that information is out there. And the government, our government, has these studies that show natural, God-given treatments work, but there's no money in it because a big pharma company can't patent it and charge you $40,000 to have a treatment of apricot seeds, for example, because the proof is there. They just covered it up. NIH did a study. This is probably the first time you or your audience has ever heard of it, but they did a study that proved that amygdalin, which is found in apricot seeds, in 2023 causes apoptosis in cancer cells.
What is that?
Apoptosis means cell death.
Oh, cell death. Okay.
Apoptosis
All right.
means cell death. It's just a scientific, a funny, a great word, makes me sound more official. But it's amygdalin causes cell death in cancer cells. That's the title of the study in 2023. This is not like conspiracy theory. This is not John's making this up because he wants to sell some apricot seeds. This mm-hmm. is I am telling the truth to people, and it's backed up by science.
All right, now let me turn it on to your side. I mean, you've had to labor under a lot of restrictions because of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Is there a possibility that the same restrictions that are put on Big Pharma to not advertise would be brought to bear upon you under a modicum of fairness of sorts? Hey, you know, you can't advertise, or you can't go and talk about it on shows, and neither can Big Pharma. I mean, how would you see this actually playing out in the real world? And is there a danger in what Brendan Carr is talking about?
Well, no, I don't think there is, because you're comparing patented, drugs mm-hmm. that are created in a laboratory to God-given food. I mean, basically, we're talking about food. So what I advertise and tell people about is natural, God-given. So someone could say, well, you can't talk about this because it's good for you. Well, if we get to that point, you know, we can't talk about orange juice as having vitamin C, or we can't talk about eating apple day, keeps the doctor away. Mm-hmm. Things that are in the public realm. Everything that I sell on my website, you don't need me for. You can get at your local grocery store. You can get in other places. I'm just about telling the truth. And if that,
yeah, but you see where you run yourself, if you start making a health claim, though, that's where you run awry, or you run askance then with the regulatory apparatchiks, right? Isn't that what you have to be very careful about?
I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And that is what I'm very careful of. When I tell things, I tell stories, I talk about doctors' results, I say what happened in a laboratory study. But yes, I've thought the exact same thing as you, except for the difference with natural God-given remedies is that there's nobody getting rich, no pharmaceutical company getting rich selling it to somebody at exorbitant prices because they have a monopoly on it. I would never ask someone to have a monopoly on a natural product. I want everybody to have it equally available.
So. Okay. Now, Brendan Carr, the incoming FCC guy, presumed is probably going to be the director of the FCC. You would have to figure that if he were to actually do what he and Charlie Kirk were talking about, and that would be banning big pharmaceutical advertising here on radio, television, elsewhere, that there would be intense pressure brought from Congress, because Congress, I mean, they're huge amounts of money going into Congress. In fact, I don't know, maybe the senators would be more upset than anybody, would be more upset than the CEO of Fox News. Wait a minute.
Well, yeah. Maybe. Yep. Well, the system's got to change. The system has to change. We right now, and I see it changing, I see it happening right now, people don't trust when Big Pharma can pay doctors to recommend their drug. That's the other side of it. That's the other side of the equation. People don't realize that if you get chemotherapy from your doctor and it costs $40,000 for that chemotherapy, the doctor can legally get a kickback from the pharmaceutical company that put those cash in their pocket. They can get doctors, take them out to dinners, expensive dinners, send them on trips.
Yeah.
They can give pediatricians bonuses.
Well, but wouldn't that end up being where pharmaceutical companies would just go back to bribing doctors more effectively? Or not? How do you think that would end up playing out?
I think that has to end. I think that also has to end. There should not be. They should sell their pharmaceutical drugs for a profit. If it works, it's got a profit. If the doctor uses it and recommends to the patient, there should be a profit there, but not a cash kickbacks that are ridiculous to the levels of doctors make medical decisions based on getting their children to be 85%. Vaccinated so they can get this huge cash bonus.
Yeah, so there should be absolutely no incentive to medicate with any particular medication.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Not for what I have. The choice, my natural answer shouldn't be, I shouldn't be able to go to the doctors and say, here, if you use my natural choice, here's an extra $100,000 this year. That should not be allowed either. The doctors should be prescribing to their patients the things that work, based on what works. And yes, they are allowed to make a profit. Everybody needs to make money. That's without a doubt, but not be incentivized to pick one thing over another because of big cash bonus. Then we're talking about people's health. This should not be a cash incentivized decision as to what your doctor's telling you based on how much money he's getting paid.
Well, interesting. If Carr does something like this, you will hear head explodes. Or you will hear head explodes, or heads explode rather, and see network heads, jumping out windows. We'll get back to you on this one.
It will be immediately, but it's going to be. That's how RFK said it best. We can't just change the system a little bit. We have to recreate the system. The system has to be torn apart because right now the system keeps us the most profitable asset in the United States is sick children. That's a horrible statement I just made, because once a child is sick, they get in the system and they continue to be sick, and they just are medicated and surgery and medicated, and they're a lifelong asset for big pharma, big medicine. And our kids are not getting better with 72 vaccines that are required in the state of California for my grandson that's going to be 5. They're not getting healthier.
I don't know how old you are. I'm going to figure you're what, early 60s, maybe mid 60s?
I'm 60.
Okay, 60. All right. I figure we were pretty close. I think that we only got five or six vaccines back when I was a kid in school. That was it. That's all there was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now it's 72.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was back then. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we know that the rising amount of vaccinations being injected in people automatically means that you are automatically healthy. It's I'm having fun with you. You know that, John. John, this is very thought provoking.
I know you
okay.
Are.
Hey, having fun with you a little bit this morning on a serious topic. All right. But I'll tell you what. We'll see where this ends up going. OperationWorldWithoutCancer.com, also RNCStore.com. I'll get that up there. Good talk and happy Thanksgiving. And are you against pharmaceutical drugs, though? And the reason I bring this up is that I have a relative who I'm dearly grateful ended up having cancer treatment that that cured this individual. And I got to tell you, every time it wasn't a chemotherapy treatment, it was an immunotherapy treatment. Yeah, that treatment cost about $30,000 every time there was an infusion, and there were several infusions. It was a lot of money, but the person's still here. And should I?
Yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm 100% behind anything that works. That's my opinion. I'm not a person that says my way or the highway. I think it's a freedom of choice thing with your doctor.
Okay,
you have doctors that are very conscientious. They should be using integrative therapy, whatever works. For example, they're doing that immunotherapy and then they're told to go eat donuts. Then I have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's kind of going against it, right? Yeah, kind of going against purposes.
Right, exactly. So what I'm saying is use whatever it takes that works, but not be afraid as a doctor that you're going to get your license taken away if you suggest somebody eats properly or takes vitamin C or eats apricot seeds. These things should not be despised. They should be opened up, and we study those things as well. Whatever works. That's where I'm at.
You know where the war is going to have to go. It's not just the FCC with media and big pharma. It's going to be the American Medical Association. The Conventional Medical Association is part of the racket. You know that, right?
And it is happening. Doctors are in swarms. MDs are leaving that system. It's happening. I'm talking to them regularly. I'm on with organizations that have MDs that gave up their career because they were forced to be injected and they didn't want to do it for religious reasons. And now they've opened up their mind. These MDs who are head of major hospitals are now opened up their mind to the fact that they were lied to as well. And so they just want to be able to give truth to their patients and help people be well instead of keeping them sick.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, John. Good talk. And we'll have you
Happy
back at some point.
God bless you.
All right. We could use the we all need the blessings, and may your table be blessed also. John Richardson, once again, OperationWorldWithoutCancer.com. It is 836 at KMED. 99.3 KBXG is where you are, too.
Johnson Builders is the leading authority of pole building construction in Southern Oregon and Northern California for over 20 years. Save on shops, garages, barns, and covered riding arenas during their winter sale going on now. For commercial, industrial, or residential, they have you covered with the biggest sale of the year. Visit Johnson.Builders or check them out on Instagram at Johnson Builders Corp. For ideas on your project, financing available.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap-lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom-cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
One of each. K4 VIN 016551 MSRP 24145. Telluride VIN 573621 MSRP 43205. 5982 due 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 12/1/24.
Get the gift you really want during the holiday trade up at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all new 2025 Kia K4. or LXS. Just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive. Only $229 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4, $169 a month, or Telluride, $229 a month during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Artisan Bakery Cafe invites you to swing by for their mouth-watering fall treats. Apple strudel, a flaky delight that's pure comfort on a plate. Pumpkin streusel muffins, the perfect blend of spice and sweetness. And delicious pumpkin loaf, rich and moist with a hint of cinnamon. But wait, there's more. Apple blossoms, an apple pie cup with an apple crisp topping. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3. Artisan Bakery Cafe, 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. Also, order on DoorDash.
This is the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED. Call Bill now, 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
Delighted you're here. It is 8:39. Need a dad joke. Need a dad joke here. Lighten the mood here for Thanksgiving. Because dad jokes of the day, by the way, are sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And this being Thanksgiving, they have the new line of Horizon trailers are there at Two Dogs. And they're giving away a free turkey fryer with any purchase before Thanksgiving. So go get your trailer today, get your turkey fryer, and then off you go. All right, by the way, those Horizon heavy-duty equipment trailers are 10, 12, 14, 20-foot lengths and available sharp-looking all-black or two-tone black and gray and black and tan at Two Dogs. Now, today's dad joke, I like this one, just finding it in a donated book by a listener. He says, Dad visits a graveyard, saw a tombstone that read, Here lies John Kelly, a lawyer and an honest man. And then Dad says, How about that? They've got three people buried in one grave. I love that one. Lawyers always do have the best jokes, don't they? It's going to Irish Angie. Angie, how are you doing this morning? Great to have you on the show. What's on your mind, huh?
I'm doing good, Bill. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I had that plantar fasciitis thing in my foot for about a year.
Okay, so you said plantar fasciitis, right?
Yeah, or whatever it is, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. And it's kind of like...
It's very painful. It's very painful. Anyway, I had it for a year and a half, and I went to this the clinic over in the foot clinic over in Barnett Road over there somewhere. Mm. Anyway, the doctor, I had to visit him several times, and he gave me these inflammation, drugs or medication to take the inflammation away. And I said to him on my last visit, he says, look here, Angie, if I don't give you this medication and I give you something natural, I'll lose my license.
Really?
That's what he said to me.
Did he have any suggestions, though, like on the side?
He said, even if I suggest something and you go off and tell somebody that I suggested it, it'll come back to me and I'll lose my license.
Wow. So
that's what he said.
In other words, the licensure system, the way we have it, is very corrupt. It's either the protocols brought down by the AMAs or the various other medical rackets or nothing.
I'm just telling you my personal experience. And it's the same in the dentistry, by the way.
Yeah.
The dentistry have the same issue. You know, they take your teeth out and they want to put implants in. And there is natural ways. I've proven it. Last year, I actually had a thing there where they were taking three of my teeth out. And he says, oh, you need those out tomorrow. Your gums are so bad. So I said, of course, you know, it's $10,500 or something like that to get the job done. But I went to a natural guy just down the road from this guy. I still have my three teeth.
Really?
My gum infection was so bad, the guy said, that I needed my teeth out immediately or all my other teeth would fall out.
Did the other natural guy end up taking care of the inflammation then, getting that down so you can save your teeth?
Yes.
That's great.
I took the x-rays from the one dentist and took it down to a naturopath dentist. And he says, I can help you with that.
No kidding. Wow. Hey, how does it working on your plantar fasciitis? Because I have suffered from that from time to time, and I ended up taking care of it not with drugs, but with proper orthotics. They've been a godsend for me. Do you have any of those? Just curious.
I lost 40 pounds, and mm-hmm. I lost all my inflammation in my body.
Oh, good.
And everything. My joint pain is gone. My neck pain is gone. My foot pain is gone. Everything is gone.
That's wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving. And a happy inflammation-free Thanksgiving to you, Irish Angie. Okay? You be well.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love that. I love her accent, by the way. I tell you what I'm going to think. About that. I tell you what I think about that. Anyway, hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, brother, this is Brad with the SLM.
Brad, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, man, it's just so interesting. We're talking about dynamics with health and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having lunch with a buddy of mine yesterday. He's upset. He said, what's going on? He said, I had to go to a funeral. He says, well, what's the deal? He says, well, he's a really good friend of mine. He was an attorney, but a good guy. He says, I got to the funeral too early. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, yeah, they were still digging a hole. And he walks up, they got a backhoe, and he walks up to the guy. Is this so-and-so's grave site? Yeah, you're early, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what's with the hole? That thing's huge. And the guy says, yeah, it's deep, too. He says, what's with that? He says, hey, man, deep down, these attorneys are good folks.
You needed to send that in for a dad joke from Two Dogs, okay? There's another dad joke, this time for Brad, but it's kind of the same theme, right? Same thing.
There you go, brother.
I love that.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Let me grab another one. Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Bill. Lucretia.
Hi, Lucretia. What's going on?
Oh, thank you for having that last person you interviewed on about cancer. I watched an interview with Dr. Sean O'Mara. That was probably the most motivating, amazing interview, because I never realized how bad this doctor was. You know, he was like a nobody. He had, as far as the looks, you know, mm-hmm. he's just kind of an average guy, kind of a lot of female hormones in him that didn't do anything for his libido or his looks. Anyway, it was amazing because he was very open, like I've never seen before. He said at 39, not only was he incontinent and dribbling as a doctor,
yikes.
You know, in his pants, and you know, but then he'd go to pee and it would like dribble out, take forever. But he also had eczema all over his body.
Yikes!
He had ED. He had he was on 3 different acid suppressants, so bad.
Oh, so he's on the proton pump inhibitors too. So what? How did he end up healing himself though? Yeah, since he sounds like he was just a soy boy mess. Okay.
He also had debilitating back pain. He had clogged arteries.
Oh, no, I believe it. I believe it. I just don't have time to go through the whole laundry list.
But my God, he was sick.
How did he get well, though?
He was at a gym, and he saw a 17-year-old that was just lifting a massive amount of weights. And he said, what do you do for a living, you know? He said, I'm a health engineer.
Uh-huh.
And so he got him off all carbs, and he got him also doing, you know, lifting weights and all, but the big thing was eating fermented vegetables and then all carbs gone.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, a no carb diet is a very expensive diet, though. The one thing I will say, and that you would agree with me for the most part, right?
No, I get meat at $4 a pound. Anybody wants to get it? A lady at four. I mean, tri tips. I mean, the whole thing.
Okay.
Pounds. Just buy a quarter beef. You can get her a half a beef, and you can get it at $4 a pound. I'll give you the number, Bill.
Okay, well, that's all right. It's all right. I've done, and that's just it. So many of the diets, though, are either low or no carb diets, and I get that. I don't know if I've done that before, and it does work. I think one or two times, and then you're pretty much done.
Bacteria.
But still, I appreciate the call. Yeah, low carb works for a lot of people. Thanks. Let me go to line 4. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. From Josephine County Republican Party, I am just calling to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the Republican Party, and a big thank you to you and also to your wife for the being a great voice for truth and bringing the information to us every day.
You're very welcome. By the way, have you heard anything about the John West lawsuit against the recall?
Nothing more. We're just waiting to hear what happens, whether they're going to allow the election to go forward. I think it wasn't handled correctly. That seems pretty clear based on the legal information that is floating around. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know if I hear anything.
All right, will do. We'll talk next week, I'm sure, Holly. You take care. It is now time for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz, 770-5633. And not only do you get the Diner 62 $20 gift certificate, but we'll get you, yes, the final Biden roll of toilet paper. It's a wonderful gift for someone who voted for Trump this year. 770-5633. If you haven't won this in the last 60 days, you could win it next.
The Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is online. To find out who won gold and silver medals in over 200 categories, visit the website and flip through the magazine online. You can also sort by category and learn about Southern Oregon's best, such as Dustin Curbs, Valley View Nursery, Tara Millen Law, Kennedy Fuel, and Harley Nielsen Construction. Congratulations to all the award winners from Bicoastal Media, publishers of the Best of Southern Oregon magazine. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com today.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use the right tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down, and it'll go right into blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high-powered because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out. But I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch the Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning Encore at 9 on KMED.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
When you call Fontana Roofing, our singular focus is a focus. You have questions, we have answers.
Hello, you've reached Fontana Roofing. How may I help you? Yes, we install a plethora of roofs, traditional, composite, metal, tile, shake, you name it. All types of buildings, whether it's a re-roof or new construction. Yeah, we can fabricate and install custom gutters and install gutter covers. Absolutely. If you have buildings that require metal siding and flashing, we do that too. Decks? No, that's not in our wheelhouse. Concrete? No, that's beyond our scope. Fencing? No, we just stick with what we're good at. Sales department? No, we don't have one. But we do have an owner who provides all of our competitive, meticulous quotes. Yes, I'll have him call you right away. Your name and number?
At Fontana Roofing, we don't do everything, but what we do well. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
We've heard it all.
That electric gate has a mind of its own.
My backup camera needs to beep sooner and louder.
Since when is there a stop sign at that intersection?
Then Max jumped in my lap and... well, you see the results.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
It's amazing. What's right under your floor can impact your whole house. Musty smells, wall cracks, uneven floors, doors and windows that stick. These could all be your home sending you warning signs that there's a problem. But one simple call can be the answer to fixing everything under your home. For more than a decade, Terra Firma has been our area's number one solution for better basements, foundations, and crawl spaces. So why waste another day worrying? Make an investment in a more healthy, more valuable home. Call Terra Firma today.
Visit GoTerraFirma.com.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Diner 62 has that big hot open face sandwich special through the holidays, including pot roast sandwich or the hot turkey sandwich, mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce. And remember, Friday on Black Friday, stop in there for clam chowder because it's clam chowder Friday. They always have that. Two pork chop and eggs and an 8-ounce steak and eggs on special on the weekends, too. Wonderful food at Diner 62. And a person wanting to win it right now, including the Joe Biden toilet paper, that would be Chris. Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Hello.
Chris, tomorrow in history, yes. November 28th, 1925, the Grand Ole Opry starts broadcasting. One of the longest-lived and most popular showcases for country music began broadcasting live from Nashville. The Showcase, originally named the Barn Dance after a Chicago radio program called the National Barn Dance, began broadcasting the previous year. Now, both the Grand Ole Opry and the National Barn Dance aired on Saturday nights and featured folk music, fiddling, and the relatively new genre at that time of country western. Now, there was one American president, Chris, who has performed on the Grand Ole Opry. Which of these presidents was the one that performed? Was it A, Warren Harding, B, Harry Truman, C, Dwight D. Eisenhower, was it D, Richard Nixon, or was it E, Bill Clinton? One of those five performed on the Grand Ole Opry. What say you?
In 1925?
I don't know what date it was. We're not going to use
no.
the date.
Oh, okay.
So at some point, during its existence. It's still on the air now, by the way.
Oh, okay.
There's only one president
Harding,
ever.
I've got Truman.
You got Harding, Truman, Nixon. Eisenhower, Nixon, or Clinton. What do you say?
I got to say Clinton.
Clinton because of the saxophone? Yeah, no, he's played around with many instruments, but no, not on the Grand Ole Opry, okay? Thanks for the call. Let me go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, it wasn't Bill Clinton, but Harding, Truman, Eisenhower, Nixon, one of them performed on the Grand Ole Opry. What was it? Or who was
it? Well, I believe that Truman was a piano player.
Yes, he was.
So I'm going to say Truman.
No, it wasn't Truman. Harry didn't do it. Sorry, good try, though. Let me go to Carol. Hello, Carol. Wasn't
Good
Truman
morning.
Or Clinton. It's either Harding, Eisenhower, or Nixon. One of those three performed on the Grand Ole Opry.
Will it have to be Harding?
No.
Wasn't
him either. Let me go to Calvin. Hey, Calvin, we are down to Dwight D. Eisenhower or Richard Nixon, two Republicans. Which Republican was on the Grand Ole Opry?
I have to say Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. No, we are down to the end here. He wasn't a crook, but he was a piano player. Who was the one president who ended up playing on the Grand Ole Opry? Who was it? Hello, you got to get quick. All right, go to the next line. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Nixon or Nixon? Quickly.
Nixon.
Nixon.
You're a winner!
Thank you. The president who once performed at the Grand Ole Opry, Richard Nixon, in 1974, first U.S. sitting president to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. He played a few tunes on the piano, including Happy Birthday for the First Lady, Pat Nixon. He also played five musical instruments, the sax, violin, clarinet, accordion, and piano. The latter was the instrument he played most often. His musical inclinations noted by Mom, who sent him 200 miles away to live and study music. And so he was, you know, classically trained, too. A lot of stuff. He didn't read music, though. He picked up pieces by ear. And so he's really good at it. So he's the one that performed. And you are going to Diner 62. Hang on. We'll get you all set up.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Forget what the calendar says. Right now, every day is Black Friday. Because at all Gerson's locations, one day of savings just isn't enough. Now, through December 1st, get $103 off for every $1,000 you spend or 3 years interest-free financing OAC at our lowest discounted cash price. There's no need to wake up at the crack of anything. We'll be dealing all week long. The Black Friday event starting now and running through Black Sunday at Gerson's Home, Express, Outlet, and Sleep.
One of each. K4 VIN 016551 MSRP 24145. Telluride VIN 573621 MSRP 43205 5982. Due 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 12/1/24.
Get the gift you really want during the holiday trade up at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Just
$169 a month lease, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4, $169 a month, or Telluride, $229 a month during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., the best roofing pros in Southern Oregon. Decades of protection just around the corner. Specializing in metal roofing that stands up to inclement weather conditions year-round. Westfall's portable snap-lock machine pulls right up to your door and gets the job done. Get the protection you need with a new metal roof done the Westfall way. Done right every time. Call or text today. Get a quote tomorrow. Financing available. Westfall Roofing. We've got you covered. 941-3736.
CCB 250-730.
30 years ago, American Industrial Doors specialized in industrial doors for warehouses, shops, barns, airport hangars, and the like. But soon after, they began offering residential garage doors and openers. They thought about changing the name to include residential, but too late now. So if you need to move anything on wheels from inside to out, from a golf cart to an airplane, please remember American Industrial Door is Southern Oregon's premier door company, including residential, with locations in Medford, Grants Pass, and Klamath Falls.
Access your stored items in comfort. Storage at Exit 24 has climate-controlled elevator access units from 5x5 to 10x30 that are warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and always well-lit and secure. Visit storageatexit24.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
9 o'clock, this is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. I appreciate you listening. By the way, between 9 and 9:30, KPXG is going to go off the air for a little bit. I'm going to be doing some repairs on it, so the 99.3 signal in Grants Pass will go off the air. But it wouldn't be a very long, probably a 10-15 minute outage, okay? Sometimes you just have to take it off to do some soldering and wire cutting, okay? Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Great place in While You Wait Crowns, available because they have an in-house lab. Talk about them today and talk with them and get your appointment. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. It's on Freeman Way next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. And we have Jay writing me this morning. Bill, the Fred Meyer, this having to do with soy milk and soy boys, as I was talking about that. Bill, Fred Meyer and Grants Pass renovated the store. In the back at the cooler, the signage over one section says natural milk, soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and other derivatives. Of course, the other section is just dairy. I made a remark at the checkout that none of those milks are natural and was met with a quizzical look, kind of like a, oh yeah, I never thought of that. Yes, I know. Nothing stirs the taste buds like the thought of something made out of oat for a milk. Right there, Jay?
Yeah.
Patrick writes me about the Thanksgiving menu. You know, Bill, over the years, the traditional turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes and such, just lost their luster. These days, I want a Thanksgiving meat lover's pizza. Maybe some ice cream there, too. All right. Transmissions, John writing me about our Eric Peters talk this morning. Transmission bill, $8,300 for a rebuild for a 2016 Challenger at Dusty's. Do you know something, John? For a 2016 Challenger, hang on to that. It's worth it. Did you beat it to death? I'm just curious. You know, those Dodge Challengers and the, you know, all the hopped up ones. They're a lot of fun, all right? Patrick also writes, Bill, you know, the problem of parking EVs is even more pronounced in the parking garages. Oh, the wait, right? We had Laura from Grants Pass, Bill, just saw a commercial for BlackRock on television, and it shocks me. Were they buying up residential homes here? That's what the latest conspiracy is this morning. And Elaine writes me, Bill, after Access Food Bank, I volunteered at the Senior Center in Eagle Point, found out there's an Oregon socialist program. People from the area brought food donations, but they were turned away. Food prepared in Medford and taken to the Senior Citizen, a Senior Center, rather. Oregon provides enough free food and food stamp programs that no one should ever go hungry. Someone is making up the statistics. Oh, the hunger and food insecurity. Yeah, it does feel a little sketchy, doesn't it, Elaine? I appreciate the email. Bill@BillMeyerShow.com. Have a great weekend. We'll talk Monday.
Hi there. Dusty here from Dusty's Transmissions. And there's nothing worse than getting stuck out there in the cold. So you want to make sure your 4x4 is working correctly. Maybe time to think about servicing your transmission.